you still have more white people in this country, and you know, male have historically been in the workforce. So it will require every company to change their algorithms. And I don't know how many companies want to do that. And that's where we come in and try to make that difference.
Welcome to AI for Business Growth, the podcast from pioneering artificial intelligence entrepreneur, Dr. Andre Bates. This show aims to demystify AI for all business people, from startup entrepreneurs right through to Fortune 500 companies. Each episode focuses on all things AI and future tech to help you and your business to navigate through and benefit from the sometimes confusing but magical world of AI-powered tools to grow businesses.
Today's show is about how to use AI for recruitment to achieve Black diversity. Now, while many companies claim to stand up and speak up against racism in the workplace, the advances in this area are not as strong as we would like to see. Many big companies are still led by all white executives, particularly in the top five C-suite roles. And although most companies state that they have a goal to increase the number of Black professionals in their organization, in many cases, they have no really viable tools to achieve that effectively. Until now. My guest today is Christabel Agbon-Concon, and she is the founder and CEO of a company called BlackUp Tech, which uses AI to find the best Black professionals for the job. Welcome so much to the show, Christabel. It's lovely to have you here.
Thank you so much, Andrea. Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me here.
I'm so pleased to have you. Before we get into what you've achieved with this company, could you maybe give me a little bit about your background and what led you to form BlackUp Tech?
Yeah, so I wish I could say I'm an expert in AI. I am not. I come from the side of having a vision of what we could use technology, especially AI and machine learning, to make a difference. And so the whole idea came to me during George Floyd, you know, and I listened to a lot of companies talk about how they want to make a difference in the Black community, how they want to hire more, and how we had this awakening to the idea that there is still inequality, especially in the hiring process and in the opportunity that is provided to Black people. But one thing that I didn't hear was how those companies are going to achieve that. And so as I started to look at it, and figured out, oh my goodness, one of the reasons that companies are not making progress in terms of being able to hire more Black people, especially in top level positions, is because of AI, right? AI is supposed to be something that is supposed to benefit us. You know, technology is supposed to make life better. Unfortunately for Black people, it became something that was a curse to them because a lot of these companies are depending on AI applicant tracking system and using platforms like LinkedIn, Indeed, and all those, which all depend on using some form of AI.
Yeah.
But a lot of that AI, in a way, was built and designed for a certain group of people who have been there historically. And so that group did not capture Black people. And so there's that disadvantage for Black people. And so that's how the whole AI. So we take the technology that has been a disadvantage and make it more an advantage for Black people. And so that's how I came into it, with the whole idea of AI and using AI to try to make a difference in the Black community.
I love that, because you really reverse the typical story. You know, most of the story around AI and diversity is a bad one. And there's that classic Amazon story where they used AI for recruitment and then suddenly realized that, wait a minute, we haven't recruited any women for a long time. And it turned out that, you know, the AI was basically trained on male resumes. And so it was just kicking out any female applicants. And then when they changed the algorithm so that it didn't, the gender tag wasn't ticked kind of thing, then what it was doing was still rejecting women because the language that men and women use in their resumes is quite different. So I love the fact that, you know, from these negative AI stories around diversity, you've kind of flipped that on its head and you're using it actually for good, for diversity, which is really cool.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And so we can go from where it's, instead of almost like disadvantaging people, it becomes you're rewarded for being different, right?
Yeah,
And so this is going to require every company in the US. And America, I mean, Black Americans are only about 15% of the population. So by and large, you still have more white people in this country, and, you know, male have historically been in the workforce. So it will require every company to change their algorithms. And I don't know how many companies want to do that. And that's where we come in and try to make that difference.
I love that. And then what do you think the limitations of the way, so if you think, I guess, traditionally, really traditionally, it was kind of people would put on an ad in an online job board or, you know, hire a recruiter. What about what you're doing? How does it kind of turn that on its head to get the right Black diversity?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's very unique with, you know, historically we have all these issues with biases and all of all that, and, you know, with Black because of the history.
Yeah.
And so one of the things that has happened is a lot of times a company will go, okay, we want to hire, a diverse person. We want to hire a Black person. And then they go to a recruiter or recruiting company and they say, could you find us somebody? And, you know, they quickly, they find somebody and they hand that person out to the companies. 6 months later, this Black professionals are highly dissatisfied in their jobs. 2 years later, they're gone, because studies show that African Black people are more likely, 30% more likely to leave their jobs than all the other people. And some of that is tied to how they're recruited. It's tied to how they sourced for to that company. And so one of the key things that we are trying to do is not even just about getting people hired. It's about getting them hired right. Because when you are hired right, when you are in the job that you feel like you're qualified for, when you're in a job that you feel like this is the right fit for me, chances are like a better marriage or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
You can stay in that. You would succeed in that. And then companies don't feel like they're spending over $630 billion trying to re-recruit and retain talent. And so I think that that is one of the great advantages that we bring in terms of helping companies who are already struggling mightily to hire and be diverse, especially with Black diversity. And to have that struggle of even when you do hire, they're not staying. And you probably put in about $4,000 hiring or more on average hiring a professional, only to see him walk away from that job. And then you have to start all over. In a way, we are just trying to help companies to have that better match on both ends for both the companies and the Black professionals. You get that. So I think that that is the unique nature of what we're also doing.
How do you do that? So is the data that you're using different from the traditional data sources, or what is kind of the secret, you know, what is the difference that you're making here? How are you doing that? Obviously, so, with AI.
In the first place, it's all the fact that we have all Black professionals only, right? That is a big part of it. So in a way, we've already eliminated that whole issue of the what is in the population, right?
Yeah.
What is in the data. We've already eliminated that. And so we have a one data, which is all Black professionals. And then the next level there is now having to be able to match them up with the skills that they have, you know, to whatever the companies want. And so that's essentially what is going on. It's a matching algorithm that we're using to be able to, you know, pull it together. But making sure that it matches with exactly what you're looking for and what the company is looking for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And where did you get your database? Do people sign up? Do Black professionals sign up to it?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Cool.
Yes.
That's really interesting. And you only started 2 months ago, is it?
We just started 2 months ago. And so, yeah, even though we already started, we're still, the data is still something that we're still building. And so we're not completely 100% there yet. And so we're still building that out.
Yeah.
AI, and it's going, we have so many amazing things that we want to do for the Black community. And this is just the start of how we can actually use this AI to make career opportunity and for people, for Black people.
It's
incredible what me and my team, and of course, I'm not the person who was building this. I wish Mark was here. Mark and Greg are the ones that are actually doing a lot of that part of the work.
Yeah. And how many do you have clients already? I mean, you're only 2 months in, but do you have clients?
Yes, we do. And so right now, I think we have about 18 companies that are using the platform. We've had healthcare companies, and we've had Microsoft, and we've had Sea Candies, and we have Flogs, and just so many companies and more that are all on the line coming on, like big, massive companies that are coming on in the process of, you know, onboarding. Because this is something that, you know, most companies need, right?
Yeah,
even those who are doing their diversity right still need to hire right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's impressive to get that many in 2 months. Very impressive. It's going to be very interesting to maybe revisit this interview in a year's time and see, you know, how far you've come. It sounds amazing.
One of the things that we did is we've been working behind before we actually, you know, launched. And so, and I've been very fortunate to have a very powerful alumni that has supported me through this. And so I think that because we've been in the media on NBC News and on different media, so I think that that has helped. And the local Dallas paper, you know, they had a whole full page, you know, on this, on the platform. And I think that really did help. I think that was how the Dallas Star actually heard about us and signed up. And so I think that that has been very helpful.
That's really cool. How does it actually, if I was, say, an HR director, how do I use the platform? Is that, you know, does the client go in and put particular things, or does the platform do everything? How does it work from a user perspective?
Okay, so we have two users, right? And so we have the customers, which are the companies, and then we have the applicants, which are the Black professionals. Mm-hmm. And so for the Black, for you ask about the customers. So what they do is, like any other platform, you come in and you list your job, you list your job criteria. And then what we do is we go in and we try to find who is on there, and we essentially recommend those to you. So for example, if you post a job and they like maybe five people that actually match that job, and we'll just recommend those people to you. And then you take it from there and you go through the process. You say, okay, you look at the resume, this five people that be recommended to me actually okay, and you know, I like them or whatever. And then you do interview, and after your interview, we go into the system and then we update that, because one of the things that we're trying to do is to help companies that are struggling with their diversity see where they've been, take them to where they're trying to get to, and using data for them to be able to see how that is happening. And so once you do hire, that change happens, and we can see that you, maybe previously you didn't have any Black professionals. Now you have one. And then if you need to hire more, we continue to work with you until you get to where you're going to. So that's how it essentially from the customer side. And of course, the applicants have to put in their resumes and all of the information, just like you would on LinkedIn or any other place.
Yeah. And so I guess because you're using AI, the more that you have, the more customers and the more applicants you have in your system, it starts to learn how the matching works better and better and better, so that the fit gets better and better. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And that is where we are, just because we have just launched and we need more people to use this. You know, our goal for the end of this year is, it's a big goal. If we can get 100,000 people using it, it'll be amazing. I mean, applicants will be amazing. If we can get 250, that would even be fabulous, because the success of this is highly dependent on the accuracy of the algorithm, and that can only happen
with more data.
We have more data. And so that is where we are looking for funding, so we can grow that pipeline of, you know, Black professionals to make this amazing technology work for people.
And how many applicants do you have roughly now? I know you've just started, but where are you at?
Yeah, we have over 1,000.
That's good for 2 months in. That's pretty impressive.
And we haven't advertised at all. We haven't. It's all mostly been word of mouth and just people telling other people.
That's really cool. And what about, is there any kind of jobs or locations? I guess, is it US only at the moment, or is it global?
Yes, so I've had a ton of people from England, I mean Europe, you know, reach out. Yeah. Like, is there here? I've had people from Africa reach out. Like, I'm like, no, sorry, we need to just focus on the US. I mean, okay. I know the countries like where you're in England, right?
I am, yes.
Okay, in England, there where they also have struggle with, you know, Black diversity, yeah, or companies do. So that would be a market that we're looking at in future, but we need to focus on our core competence and make it work here, and then we could stand out to other, yeah, countries. But right now, we're solely focused on the US.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. And are there any particular kinds of jobs that you think it would be hard to match in your platform? And which ones are easy to match in your platform? Or
I mean, because we have just started, I mean, I would be like, you know, just guessing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. If I
haven't tell you, I have a yes or no on that, a firm answer. So I think as we go on, we have to see. We're open, yeah, to it. We're not specific to an industry. We're not specific to, we would want high level jobs, which is mostly what we've had, but we're not specific to one industry. So it's all industries are welcome and all companies are welcome. And so, but I think that we would have a better idea what, yeah, is easier and harder as we go. I think ask me a year from now.
I will. I'll hold you to that. What kind of jobs are you filling at the moment?
So we have pharmaceutical companies. There's a lot of like tech interest, you know,
yeah,
jobs. So, we've had a lot of tech companies. That's mostly where,
nice,
a lot of, yeah.
That's nice to see a positive tech.
Yeah, because tech is where people have focused a lot on, you know, the lack of diversity.
Yeah.
Tech. And so I think that the people want to change. Companies want to change because there's been that huge focus on lack of diversity. It's full along with a lot of white male, the, yeah, younger. And also, yeah, I guess there's that need for more women, more Black people, more a little older people that are not like 20 and wearing T-shirts. So, but anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And so you've got, by the sounds of it, like Microsoft, et cetera, some really big companies in there. Do you also do small companies as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So there is a company that we, Flox, who is one of the companies that is on there. I think they have like 100 employees total.
Okay.
So we're not like, we, the whole goal is to help every company. Even if, nice, you have 100 employees and you feel like they're totally all maybe white or Asian only, you could go, okay, 100 people, we can hire 3 Black people.
Yeah.
That would, for that company that has only 100, that would be a huge deal.
Yeah.
And I,
yeah,
think that every little drop of what we do, we could take this problem that has been, you know, oh, I say it's a 400-year problem, right?
Yeah.
Because in a way, the way that talent, Black people have been hired historically and how the labor is appreciated, it's an American problem that has been on here for a long time. And so, yeah, small companies, big companies, but every one of us needs to start somewhere.
Yeah.
To make a difference.
Absolutely. And so if someone comes to you with a job profile that they put in the system, how quickly is it before the system will match a list of candidates for them?
I mean, just because it's still, you know, we're still building out the whole,
yeah,
you know, because we don't have a lot of the data. I think the huge thing is the data, you know.
Of course, yeah.
So I think it's a little slower than we would like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how quickly is it now, and where are you aiming to get to? Where will,
yeah,
you be in?
Yeah, I would say maybe like a week or two, you know, just
that's
because,
yeah,
yeah, a week or two. But I think with time, that is going to get better. Our goal is right away,
instant,
eventually. That's where instant, that's,
yeah,
where we want to get to.
Interesting. And what about the human in the loop? So the person puts, the recruitment people will put in their job profile. Do you have a human doing anything from that point on to the actual list of candidates, or is that all done by the machine learning?
Yes. That would be all done by the machine, yes.
Nice. Yeah, that's really interesting. And then the machine then says, these are the top candidates that are most suitable for your role. That goes to the person that put the job profile. Then they start the interview processes. Is that
correct? Absolutely, yes.
Okay, interesting. And is English the main language currently?
Yes, and okay. I think English is going to be the main language for, I mean, I don't know, like, I mean, a lot of Black people probably live in Africa or here in the US, you know, so I think that the focus for now would be English in English-speaking countries, but if, as we grow, there may be opportunity for other places that are not, the people don't speak English, we'll cross that bridge when we get there, but for now, mostly English, yes.
Yeah, and even once you start to move broader than the US, there's a lot of English-speaking countries that you can like England and Canada and Australia and interesting. Yeah. What about GDPR and privacy? I know you're in the US, so GDPR isn't directly applicable, but have you had any challenges in that space with privacy?
Well, we haven't had any challenges, but you know, as a company. Of course, the two co-founders that I have, it's a big deal to them. The right thing needs to be done. And so all of the information that is collected is going to, we're going to use the data in accordance with the laws that are here in this country. Mm-hmm. And the policy is on there where you could opt out of, you don't have to, like, of course, you don't have to, you know, give us your information because when you read through the policy that we have on there, it tells you that we're going to use your data for this and that. Yeah. And if you choose not to, you can always, you know, it's voluntary. It's not like, so we're not using this to, in a way, this is to help people. And so,
of course,
you know, so.
All consented.
Yes.
So I love the fact that you are a Black female founder as well, because, you know, Black female founders are rare. Female founders are rare, but Black female, well, they're not rare, but they're rarely recognized, let's put it that So it's, I really love what you're doing here. What about the pricing model? Is it a subscription model?
So when we first started out, we wanted to do subscription model. But because, like I talked about before, we don't have a lot of applicants, the pipeline is not as big as we would like it to be.
Yeah.
We felt like it wasn't fair to companies that want to really hire to be paying a subscription, you know, for a platform that doesn't have millions of people they could pull talent from. And so we changed that model for right now.
Okay.
Companies can post, which we just made that change. And a lot of, most of the companies that signed up before all this, but we just changed, especially because smaller companies too were going to be disadvantaged by this. And so right now companies can post as many jobs as they want to, but they only pay a fee after they hire. And it's a very minimal fee right now because of course we're starting now. Because we, again, the whole goal is to try to help companies be more diverse and to help Black people get jobs.
Really nice. I really love what you're doing. I'm so impressed that 2 months in, you've got that many clients, including big companies. So really well done. If anyone, any of the listeners are interested and would like to use Black Up Tech, you can go to blackuptech.com. And find out more and reach out to Christabel. So thank you so much for coming on the show today, Christabel. It's been so interesting and so lovely to meet you.
Oh, I thank you so much for, you know, reaching out and for having me on. I appreciate it. And I appreciate the work that you're doing in AI.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of AI for Business Growth with Dr. Andre Bates. If you have received huge value from this show, or maybe this episode has highlighted how you can use AI in your business, then we would love for you to support the show by leaving us a 5-star rating wherever you download your podcasts. For more information on the subjects covered in this episode, links mentioned during the conversation, or to connect with Dr. Andre, click the link in the show notes now. Plus, make sure you hit the subscribe or follow button on your podcast app now to make sure you never miss an episode.